Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
With who? Okay.
Well, no, with the audience. Oh. I just got an email from Allison. Hey, Eric. When I turned 30 back in March, four of my girlfriends and myself decided we were going to ditch social media altogether for 30 days and see what life was like. None of us have ever gone back.
Right. Whoa.
And we've never felt better. I was wondering, does this present Violetta an opportunity to see the world outside of Instagram?
No.
Just wondering. Thanks, Allison. No?
I mean, I have no choice at the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I realized the frenzy that was around here, but what exactly was the huge concern? I mean, it's not like they hacked into the CIA. They just hacked into the, you know, pictures of you at, you know, in Grant Park.
I mean, right.
Can you just start a new one?
Well, I could, but I have a lot of followers that I don't want to lose, first of all.
Don't you think if they're really true followers and they really do want to see what you have to do, they'll just follow you to the new one?
Well, it's hard to tell 10,000 people to do something. Like I don't know. I don't.
Of those 10,000, about 9,728 of them are just...
You think people, I bought them?
People you've never met in your life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I probably only know like 130 people on there.
Exactly right.
I don't know what the big issue is. I think the problem is that it is all linked, so they can get into other things. My account is linked to Eric in the Morning's account.
So how did we allow that?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Maybe that's what I don't know. Maybe that's... Now I understand the shock, the terror, and the outrage.
It has to be something like that, because that's
got to be it.
They're so freaked out, and rightfully so, about, you know, cybersecurity.
How often do you think people's Instagram gets hacked? Have any of you 530 Club members had your Instagram hacked before? 312-233-1019. And what was the result of that?
Like, right now, my personal Instagram is on for sale. Like, it says, like, this account is for sale.
So if I go on your account, it'll say I can buy it. I might buy it.
Do not.
How much?
No. Eric has got his checkbook. He brought it to work.
You know how much fun that would be?
No. Well, I've been considering.
Wait, you want to go in on this deal with me? We could just have the time of our lives on there.
Yeah, I'll go in for 10%.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was asking Captain Hollywood.
Why does Violetta keep posting pictures of ponies? I'm just going to post a picture of a new pony every day.
No. That's how you're going to lose followers.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, it's not yours, so you don't care.
Right. What do I care?
Don't
you underestimate the power of the pony.
I won't. But I was asking him, like, what happens if we just, like, pay the ransom? Like, can we just
pay the ransom? For an Instagram page with pictures of lunch on it?
Right. There's ransom?
Well, it's for sale, so obviously they want some money. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I get, yeah.
And a ransom. My Instagram is
being held on
ransom.
I guess that's true, but anybody
ransom.
Could pay the ransom, right? And then just get your Instagram account. Like,
I know,
oh, boy,
that's
I got
what
a new
stings.
Instagram account.
Yeah, that we need to get to a place in the world where when that happens, we all go, keep it. I'm not paying anything. All of a sudden, hacking isn't worth anything anymore. Nobody will pay anything.
That's like, true.
This is a movie I've never seen before.
It's
unfolding in front of my eyes.
Either.
This whole thing.
It's so bizarre.
Well, the fact that all this happened yesterday.
Well, and you know what the great part is? When you get immersed in it, you get so wrapped up in it. But if you have the ability to take a step back and look at it and see the lunacy.
Everybody was cool as a cucumber.
Everybody hits the reset button and goes, oh, my God. You do that a lot with, you know, with just meltdowns in life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'll have a meltdown because the paint color is wrong in your bathroom.
Right.
And then a month later, you walk in and go, I cannot believe how much drama that caused. It's a stupid paint color.
Yeah,
totally.
You know what
I mean? And I think, like, tomorrow I'll be there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
like, now, I was a little anxious about
it. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll post a picture of my lunch today and give you credit for it. How about that? Thank you.
Well, I made lemonade yesterday with my grandma, right? Like, freshly squeezed lemonade.
I mean, the world needs to see that.
Making lemonade out of lemons.
That's life. Oh, exactly. But I had nowhere to post it.
Just like at 3 o'clock yesterday, I was saying to myself, what I wouldn't do to see somebody making some lemonade right now.
It was very wholesome.
I'm scrolling. I can't find anything.
Yeah. For sale? What? That's what happened to you. You went there and it was nothing. It was a for sale sign.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
In at number 3, the snack that you must always have. Hi, Woody.
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds. I've never understood the sunflower seed snack. It's just...
They're a little addictive.
Do you eat the whole thing or do you spit out the shell?
Eric, it helps me watch my girlish figure.
There you go. I understand that. You look great, too, by the way.
Yeah, you do spit out the shell, but they do come shell-less also, yep. Just for the record.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah, that is true. And number two, Bill, got to always have what snack?
Got to have my Cheetos.
Your Cheetos. There we go. Cheetos, can't go wrong. Do you go puffy or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Yeah, got to.
And then you
got to
have handy wipes around you, too.
Now everybody. No, see, now everybody's calling in. You got in too late, though, because in at number one, Becca.
Beef jerky in my pocket.
Oh.
That sounds like it's slang for something.
Or there's another band at Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Beef jerky in my pocket. Yeah. What do you got in your pocket there? A little beef jerky? Or are you just happy to be here?
Yeah. My coworkers call it my pocket jerky all the time. They always know I have it.
Yeah. Now, do you get the tube beef jerky, or do you get like the
chunks?
Chunks.
It's from a butcher, so it's like very legit.
Oh, that's good.
You're going fancy beef jerky.
Yeah, right. We all want it in your pockets now.
You have a flavor on that, like a teriyaki or a pepper?
No, it's just the pure meat.
Just straight jerky.
Almost doesn't count if it's from a butcher. Yeah, it's got to be like from a counter.
Are you kidding me? That's the
well,
good
no,
jerky.
It's almost like too good to be called, what we think of as
beef
jerky.
That's true.
To be called pocket jerky?
Right. This ain't no Slim Jim.
Right.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is.
How old is Olivia Rodrigo?
18? Right?
Somewhere around there.
How old do you think Olivia Rodrigo feels?
Like 25.
Yeah. 20, solid 25, yeah.
All right. Okay. 649 now in the mix. Hi there, Amber.
Hi.
Thank you for participating in our Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. It's not so secret because now we know your name. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops. Amber. How old are you, Amber?
I'm 28.
You're 28. And how old do you feel?
Yeah, 45.
You feel 45. Wow. And why do you think that's the case? Why do you think you feel 17 years older than you actually are?
Well, I have 5 kids.
Oh, my God. That'll do it.
That's okay. It.
That will do it.
Justifiable.
So the stress of motherhood has caused you to feel so much older, right?
Yeah, and somehow, I have a 4-month-old, and it's so much worse with this past year than it's ever been.
Oh, wow. Do you think you'll reach an age where there will be a shift, a reversal, like you'll turn 45 and feel 28, or do you not anticipate that happening?
Oh, 100%. Once the kids are out, I feel like that's when I'm going to,
then it goes in reverse.
Feel so much younger.
Okay.
Or when they can just make themselves breakfast.
All right, yes.
That'll be a huge step.
Then you start to move your years younger. Thank you, Amber. The reason I bring it up is because there's a study that says feeling younger will combat stress and slow your signs of aging. So that's the key.
That's the trick.
To feel younger, not older.
You'll look
younger.
And
you'll actually, your body will respond in kind.
So we should act more immature?
Not act. Feel.
This sounds like a chicken or the egg thing,
I thought about it at Lala, because when you go to Lala, 99.9% of that crowd was under the age of 22.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always the way
easily.
It is. Yep.
And you'd see somebody like me walk through, and they'd be like, what the hell is he doing here?
Yep.
What is wrong with him? Did he get lost? How did he get in? One of those kind of things. But then you go, yeah, but I don't feel that. I feel more like your age, and they're like, well, you're not even close. That's not
so?
You lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But then this comes out and you start to feel better about yourself. Feeling younger combats stress and slows signs of aging. So we talked to 10 people off the air who didn't know the question ahead of time, and Swanee asked them, first off, how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then asked them, like you just heard with Amber, how old do you feel? Do you think most people felt their answer younger or older than their actual age? From what we spoke to, 10 completely random people. Mm. Do you think most people felt younger or older?
I think younger.
Okay, what do you think,
Nikki? I think younger as well.
All right, Whip, what do you think?
I'm going to go 9 out of 10 older.
Felt older.
Based on the times in which we live.
Okay. The majority of them felt younger.
Oh. Yay!
Now, question B.
Uh-oh.
Question 2. What was the average amount of years from our random sampling, the majority who felt younger, how many years younger did they feel than their actual age?
7 years.
Seven.
Three.
Three.
Five.
5 years. So the majority, not all of them whips. There were some that felt like Amber, 17 years older than their actual age. But the majority felt younger, an average of 5 years younger. So if they were 35, they felt 30.
Like, I still feel 18. Like, I can't believe that I'm, like, an adult who pays
and
bills.
And you're 45.
Right.
So, and well, I mean, that's every year, huge swing.
We hear, you know, 30s that are, you know, 40s the new 30. And yeah. 60s
which is
new
generally
50.
Only said by 40-year-olds.
Right, exactly. Because we're trying to feel younger. That's exactly right.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three things currently trending on Twitter. Here we go at number three.
The new Cinderella trailer is out, and it stars Camila Cabello as the famous fairy tale princess. It's a medieval-themed, and it looks really good. It's going to be out on Amazon Prime on September 3rd. I personally can't wait.
Is this the one with Billy Porter?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so
yeah,
excited.
He's the prince. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Fairy godmother.
Wait, what?
Billy Porter. Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. She's fairy godmother. Or he's the fairy godmother.
Okay, go ahead.
That's it. That's all I got.
How many Cinderellas can they make? So this is like the live action one. So they've done this with all the... It feels like there have just been a lot of Cinderellas. Is that just
It'll
me?
Never get old. It's a timeless story.
Unlike this conversation. Trending on Twitter number two.
New York restaurant Sona trending after clean-shaven Nick Jonas visited the spot with his older brother, Kevin. It should be noted that his wife, Priyanka Chopra, opened the timeless Indian Fare restaurant earlier this year.
Oh, very nice. So
yeah.
Freshly shaved Nick Jonas.
Mm-hmm. They made a point of that on Twitter. That was more the big story than he went to this restaurant. They're like, he shaved.
Huge deal.
Yeah.
Huge deal. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Meghan Markle and former President Barack Obama are trending because they are both celebrating a birthday today. Yeah. Meghan turns 40 and is going to have a low-key celebration at home, while President Obama is turning 60 and is having a huge birthday bash.
Yeah. More on that in a minute. More on that in a minute.
Stealing it. It got canceled. You steal my stuff. Yeah, it got canceled.
It got canceled.
Yeah. He canceled it.
He canceled it because
everybody got all freaked out.
Well, there's that new Delta Plus, which it sounds like we're
the
like
Delta
on a,
Plus.
Yeah, it's like an airline seating.
Yeah, isn't that when you get an upgrade at Delta? After you become like, you know, 100,000-mile traveler or whatever, right. Didn't you get the Delta Plus card?
Unfortunately, yeah, in this case. But it looked like a big party at Martha's Vineyard this weekend.
Yeah,
I guess
not anymore.
No go on the 700 people.
They told Jon Bon Jovi, turn around.
Yeah.
They
got,
you're not coming.
They got crates and crates of beans and weenies laying around.
A lot of deviled eggs are going to be left.
Imagine all the deviled eggs going to waste. Oh, well.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
All right, The Mix, believe it or not, we are still trying to find somebody that's been hacked on Instagram.
Really?
Maybe you're just not changing your password enough, A, or B, maybe no one cares. Maybe I don't know.
What do you mean no one cares?
Well, I mean, like, when they get hacked, like, maybe it's not nearly as dramatic, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why mine was. Like
I'm looking at yours, and everything seems okay outwardly. I mean, there's a picture of you sitting in flowers.
Yeah.
There is a picture of you with some girls pretending to look really excitedly at your phone. There is a picture. There's a selfie in the bathroom in the mirror. You know, your standard Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
And then you click on your stories, and the hackers can't even spell it right. This account is for Sal.
Yeah,
apparently they're trying to sell it to a guy named Sal.
Yeah.
What is that selling? How many Sals do you find?
Sal 3. He's a specific Sal.
This account is for Sal. Yeah.
Well, the robots, the Russians.
And I'm actually really disturbed because now I see my son is following you, so we're going to have to make sure that gets canceled.
He does?
Is it dangerous for us to click on anything there?
Oh, this is such a slippery slope.
Well, and remember, I'd heard that story that somebody was testifying. Now they're coming in. Testifying before a congressional committee about Russian hacking and the way to handle it, and it was a tech expert, and they said something to the effect of, to all the Congress people, like, well, really the best way to prevent the hacking is to, well, turn your phone off and then turn it back on. And that actually helps a lot. In fact, that person recommended just do that once a day and you should be fine.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know, but that's what they said.
Right, it's just hard to know when you're being hacked until you're hacked.
Right.
So, like you said, to take preventative measures, just turn your phone off frequently, and then...
Right, maybe at the end of the day, turn your phone off.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of like at the end here. You know, maybe I do. Maybe I stay off Instagram forever.
Might be an idea. Here we go. Here we go. Hi, Samantha.
Hello.
How much did you pay the Russians?
I didn't pay them anything. I never got it back. They changed my username to, like, I think it was, like, Dalton, but I knew it was Russians, and because I looked at the email they changed it to, like I tried to log in, and the end of it was like, I don't know, I Googled it. It happens a lot to people, Violetta, so don't feel bad.
Right.
Thanks.
Right, right. So you never got it back, and how has life been since?
You know, this was back in college, and I had a second Instagram that was like...
a Finsta?
Not really, no.
Hiding it from your parents? Yeah.
It was actually a fitness Instagram. I was like trying to be famous. Clearly didn't work out.
Got you.
There's still time.
Me too. I'm working on it.
Happens to the best of us, you know?
Right.
And I just turned that one into my personal one. But I did lose a lot of followers, rip, but... You'll get them back.
Right, right. I mean, and then, how are you going to monetize that when you've lost all those followers?
I mean, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to be sponsored by anybody.
Right, I know.
It didn't work out.
I'm still trying to get
Foot First to sponsor me. Can't get Dr. Sklar to do it, though. Okay. How about I just put a big foot in my biopic? How about that? He won't do it. I don't know.
Oh, man.
So your advice to Violetta is what? Don't even bother with it. You're probably not getting it back. It's time to start life all over again.
Yes, I would honestly just start over.
Right.
And in all seriousness, also check your personal email because they had hacked into that too.
It was
a mess.
Oh, we lost you. Oh, see, they got you.
Oh, my.
They got you. They know you're talking.
She
says
too much. Right. No.
That's it. Right now, there's a drone flying right over top of her car.
My God,
you know
right
that.
She was going to tell us the secret.
Yeah. Right, I know. See?
You are done talking.
Right. Done. Yeah. See, they knew. They're
always
watching.
Maybe that's why nobody was calling. They hacked our phone
that
lines.
That could be. It's totally. All your fault.
No, maybe. It's not my fault.
Yep. Eric, yep. Come on.
There you go. You've
She's
gone
so
and
down.
Screwed the mix.
You're kicking her.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Hot button topic.
Yeah?
Phone's exploding.
Yeah.
Can't get in. People going crazy.
Ha.
Dad spends $35,000 wedding fund he saved for his daughter on a car and vacation. To recap the story, daughter had postponed her wedding. Mm-hmm. Then she decided she was going to elope.
Yep.
Dad's like, oh, cool. So she eloped. All right. Well, then, my car has been broken down and we need a break. So I'm going to buy a new car with the money that we had for the wedding. Gonna get a little vacation, and then the daughter comes back a couple months later and goes, hey, yeah, that money that you had for my wedding, I know I didn't have the wedding, but I'd like to use that money now for a down payment on a house. He's like, hey, whoa, wait. I already spent that. It wasn't a wedding or whatever you want fund. It was just, set aside. So who's right? Is it dad's money to spend or daughter's money to spend? Nikki, I'll get back to you because I know you go back and forth. Whip, we'll start with you. Dad or daughter's money to spend?
Dad.
Violetta.
Dad's money, hands down.
Nikki.
I think ultimately the dad's.
What do you think, Tracy? Dad's money to spend or daughter's money to spend?
Well, she knew about it, so he told her about it, but she changed the plans and went off and got hitched.
Uh-huh.
So it's his money.
His money, you say. It's his money.
Yeah.
He should go out and get himself a brand new Camaro.
Right.
All right. All right. Dad's money to spend or daughter's money to spend? Bob?
Oh, dad's daughter for sure. I have two daughters myself. If that were to happen, same situation, no doubt.
So, dad, you said dad's daughter.
Dad's
money or daughter's money?
Pardon me?
Dad's money or daughter's money to spend?
Dad's money for sure.
Dad's
okay.
money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Let the kids fend for themselves.
All right. There you go. What do you think of everything you're hearing there, Maureen?
Well, I guess I'm the odd man out because I think the money should be for the daughter. If she knew it was a wedding fund for her, whether she chose to elope or have a wedding ceremony, that money is technically hers.
Mm-mm. Ah, technically, you say.
And it's for
I wonder
house.
If the courts would agree on your technicality.
I don't know about the technically part there.
Hey, Rita, you say. Hi, Rita.
Hi, hello.
Hi, his money, her money?
His money. It's dad's money.
Dad's money.
I mean, she did change the plans, and if he wanted to, he could given her a little bit, but he doesn't owe her the entire amount.
I don't owe you anything. Hi, Rebecca. Dad's money or daughter's money?
Dad's money.
Dad's money. We're getting a lot.
Yeah.
Of dad's money.
Yeah.
I feel you.
What's your justification?
If he wants to spend it on hookers and cocaine, it's his money. Work for it.
All right. Well,
then you got yourself a story.
Okay.
All right. All right. Wait, what?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
don't help daughter out with the down payment on the house. Get the hookers and cocaine.
I got other stuff going on.
His attorney says, don't bring that part up in court, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
Just leave that, with us. That's that between was, us what you did with it.
That was
the Camaro
very,
part, tell him that.
That was very aggressive right there. Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Among life's top 10 little victories, which one finished number one? A, finding money in a pocket handbag or back a sofa. B, getting into fresh bedding at the end of the day. C, arriving in a packed parking lot just as someone is leaving. Or D, getting home on all green lights. Now, I'm not asking you to pick the winner, Nikki. I'm just asking you, which one of those would you like the best?
A.
You would like finding money.
Yep.
B, Whip, which one of those would you?
Nothing but the green lights.
You'd like the green lights.
Yeah.
Nothing relieves stress like having a parking spot.
A parking spot. What would you guess the number one answer was, Amy?
C. Getting a parking spot.
The parking spot. You and Violetta believe the same thing. Unfortunately, that is not it, even though it is a little victory. Thank you. What do you believe it to be, Nancy?
D, green lights.
Green lights. You and Whip love the green lights. Also great, not the number one answer. But please don't discount it. It's lovely.
Yes.
No, the number one answer, people say, falls as life's top little victory. Tony.
I would say it's finding money.
You and Nikki agree, and you're both absolutely correct.
Yeah. Yay!
That wadded up five that you didn't know was in your
like
pocket.
Like in a pants pocket.
Yeah.
You're moving the cushions, and there's like, you know,
and if it's a
couple
20,
of bucks down there. That's
oh, if it's
great.
A 20, get out of town. Oh,
that's
my God.
Great. How's your morning going, Tony?
It's going great. Thank you. Better now.
Yeah. How's your Instagram? Have you been hacked by the Russians?
I have not. They haven't found me yet, but get in time.
Yep, well, congratulations.
If I make a new one, follow me.
There you go. Here are your top 10, okay?
Yeah.
In order. Top 10 life's little victories, according to a survey. Number one is finding money in your pocket handbag or down the back of the sofa. Number two is finding money on the street. Walking along and there's a $20 bill on the street.
I always flip over pennies to be heads up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. When I went to the University of Iowa, there was a bar called the Airliner, and you could sit in the window, and we would take quarters, and we would glue them to the sidewalk right outside.
I was about to say that I've fallen for that
one. Yeah, and then we would just sit there all afternoon and watch people try to pick up the quarter.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was great. You could kill hours.
It was an evil life hack right there.
How long would someone really try to pick it? Like,
not
would they,
long. They would see what was up, and then they'd see us laughing, and
they'd
keep walking.
Guys,
And then, you know, 10 feet later, somebody else tried to pick it up.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Number three is getting into fresh bedding at the end of the day.
Mm.
Number four, winning a little on the lottery scratch card.
Oh, that's how with the $2 or a free ticket?
Feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, life's little victories. Number five, arriving at the packed parking lot when someone's leaving. Number six, completing a to-do list. Seven, getting inside just as it starts raining.
Ooh, just made it.
Eight, completing a do-it-yourself task by yourself.
Yeah.
Number nine, getting a surprise pay raise.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And number 10,
it is
for you, Whip, getting home on all green lights.
I love that.
Life's little victories on the Mix.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Tidbit Wednesday, which is today, right here on the Mix. Bunch of stories. Stack of stories to get to. See if any of these catch your ear. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're talking rockets. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go Jeff Bezos, the whole thing. Countdown is what it's called. It's a Netflix documentary that's going to follow SpaceX's first civilian mission. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Announced Tuesday, Countdown is being billed by Netflix as the first documentary series from the streaming company to cover an event in near real time.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that coming up, I believe, September 6th. The first two episodes will go.
Okay.
Over here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston is reacting to dog collar internet theory involving ex-John Mayer.
So many questions.
Yep. If you didn't know, back in March, there were rumors that Jennifer had reunited with ex John Mayer after he posted a TikTok with dogs. One of them looked like Jennifer's dog, Lord Chesterfield.
Oh.
Not only because they look similar, but their collars looked identical, too. As it turns out, Jennifer Aniston has a friend who makes custom dog collars, and some people thought, hey, that's... So the two of them. No word as to whether or not it's true. She kind of dodged the issue. So, yes, she's probably totally doing him.
I think so.
I thought the dog collar was around. Like,
I know you did, Violetta.
Yeah, right.
I know you did.
Probably that, too, though.
Man, there is so much good stuff on Instagram right now. I'm just scrolling through.
Hey, can you show me some of it? Because I can't see
I can't stop looking at Instagram. I cannot stop. Violetta got hacked by the Russians.
I know.
Kristen Bell weighs in on how often to bathe kids. Apparently, this is a big topic with celebrities now after Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis decided to open it up.
Right.
Kristen Bell's take on it. I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink.
Oh, all right.
When you get the stink, you bathe the kid.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, definitely if they stink. I mean, I don't have kids, but I feel like they get dirty.
Stop right there.
Yeah, I know. But I've seen kids eat. You know, they eat like anything right. They eat gets all over their face.
I am not a chef, but I feel like while cooking, all chefs should do this. That's when a chef stabs
when
me.
When I eat food.
Right.
I was a kid, yeah, and true. I was bathed a lot.
Were you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good lesson to learn then. The Rock will not be in Fast 10 or Fast 11 for what he says, quote, are all the evident reasons.
Wow.
End quote.
So he and John, or no, not Cena. Who it's Vin Diesel.
His Vin Diesel,
they
yeah.
Each other, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Chubby Vin Diesel.
It's a lot maybe, of testosterone.
Maybe chubby Dwayne The Rock Johnson explaining why he doesn't have a six pack. Did you ever notice that? The Rock doesn't have a pack.
Never noticed that. I was too busy looking at his giant arms.
Are, yes. Yeah.
Well, he's got a good excuse. The one that I like to use, too. The problem is, he says, a lot of people don't know, in a wrestling match, I tore the top of my quad off my pelvis.
Wow.
It caused a chain reaction, and it tore my abdomen wall. Me too.
Oh, the abdomen wall right. situation,
every
Eric.
Time
yeah.
I tore my quad and my off my pelvis, off my ab from all the wrestling I was doing.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I had to do triple hernia emergency surgery, not just the regular, the emergency kind.
Wow.
So they're not perfect abs. I'm certain we can all understand. You know what gives you bad abs? Beer. Molson Coors has discontinued 11 beers, including Keystone Ice and Milwaukee's Best Premium. What will college kids drink now?
Milwaukee's
still
Best
making
Regular,
ice
apparently.
Beer.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Oh, man, we used to do the Milwaukee's Best. Oh, it was just terrible. But we did a lot of it.
Any ice.
There's also a beer can shortage right now, and it's getting worse. The Durango Herald newspaper says some brewers are being hit with a beer can shortage because of the supply chain issues and the lack of aluminum. The shortage is affecting local breweries nationwide. Look for beer can prices to jump 7%.
Gotta get it on draft.
McDonald's customer places $3,400 order.
Oops.
Wow.
You want to know what you can get for $3,400 at McDonald's?
Yeah.
You can get 304 burgers, 780 chicken McNuggets, 39 Happy Meals, and 69 large fries, and they'll throw in a vanilla Coke.
And so did they have all that
there? Yeah. That's what he got.
But I mean, they actually were able to fill that order.
I can't get that far, Whip. I just go with what they placed.
Okay,
I don't.
I don't think you start panicking. I don't know if I have 300 burgers.
I don't think it would be much of a story if they did it and they're like, "Yeah, we don't have any of that." Next,
could you pull up in the drive-thru up here so the other people can go?
Yep. In what is arguably one of the biggest pieces of irony around. The iceberg wall collapsed at the Titanic Museum.
Right.
What?
Not,
yeah.
It's kind of...
No.
Three people injured.
Unbelievable.
The iceberg wall collapses at the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Man.
Three guests were taken to the hospital. Injuries unknown at this time. Needless to say, everybody's making a lot of jokes, and understandably so. How does that even happen?
I can't catch a break with that iceberg.
Uh-uh.
And finally... On Tidbit Wednesday, officer addresses noise complaint by playing the drums. News 12 says Elmwood Park, New Jersey.
Not ours, okay.
Elmwood Park, New Jersey residents recently called the police on a rock band that was performing at a house party. Officer Dan Carone showed up and defused the situation by playing drums with the band. They performed Basket Case by Green Day.
Whoa.
Okay.
Not an easy song to play.
Yeah.
Reportedly,
fast.
A mosh pit formed during the performance, which really pissed off the neighbors.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
All right, top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go, Violetta. Number three.
Jennifer Aniston reverses her position on if Ross and Rachel were on a break.
Really?
Huh. So she and David Schwimmer both have said in the past that they were on a break, that Ross was allowed to sleep with other people from the Friends episode that I think we all kind of know about. Mm-hmm. Well, she took to her Instagram, that's Jennifer Aniston did, and she posted a picture of her.
How do you know?
Well, because it's on Twitter. Thank God it's on Twitter.
Such low-hanging fruit.
I know. Well, this is all I have left, Twitter. Yeah, so
somebody mailed you a letter to tell you that they saw it on Instagram.
I love it. I love it.
I don't love it. But so she did post on her Instagram a picture, which I wasn't able to see on Instagram, but I saw on Twitter, of her in some new Friends merchandise. And she wrote, "For the record, we were so not on a break." I also think it's kind of funny that she's doing Friends merchandise because didn't somebody else do Friends merchandise and kind of got
production.
Hey, voice guy.
Yeah.
Can you put together one of those little promo sweepers? You know, listen to the air or follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Instagram, except Violetta.
Yes.
Can you make one of those for us?
I'll do it right now.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks okay. so much. All right, see ya. Bye-bye. You're great.
All right, there he is. All right. Anyway. You were
all right. That's it.
Yeah, it was Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry
had a shirt that people were like, "That's poor timing to do it during right. the reunion."
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, trending on Twitter number two.
Rihanna is officially a billionaire. Mm-hmm. The 33-year-old wow. racks up $1.7 billion from her beauty line, her lingerie, and some of her music.
So, yeah, if she wants to do any more songs, like, it's just for fun. Yeah. At this point, it's not. It's just the heck
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
It's pointless. Just
Fenty.
Skip it. There's no reason to. Right? Why would you?
Yeah, just sing to yourself.
Good for her.
And she's the highest paid or grossing singer, female singer. She's on the list now.
Singer?
Yeah, artist.
Got it.
Artiste.
What do you put your shirt on?
A hanger.
There you go. And trending on Twitter, number one.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it. But
I know.
Anyway.
I know.
Coming in at number one, Chicago Eater is trending right now after releasing the top 10 pizza places to try in Chicago. They're the hottest spots right now. Some of them are hidden gems.
Oh,
some of them are slightly down. Unexpected.
Okay,
so up north, we have George's Deep Dish.
I think it's just carry out and take out. You can't dine in.
Okay.
Carry out only.
Cool.
And it's been getting these crazy reviews.
Crazy reviews. So that's the hot spot right now. Right. There's also Naughty. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's called Signature Pizza in Lincoln Park.
I don't know that one.
Nope.
How do you spell it?
N-A-U-D-I.
Okay.
Yeah. But I kind of was saying like naughty, but with a like
that,
naughty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, okay. And moving on to tavern style pizza, you could try the paper thin pizza inside the Soho House in Fulton Market.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you, Violetta.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.